"You were lucky I got here in time," Dr. Fellows said. "Before the snow closed the roads, I called for Mrs. Haddock, the midwife, but I believe she is stuck somewhere outside Chalfont St. Peter."
"Mrs. Haddock?" Sylvie said and frowned. Bridget laughed out loud and then quickly mumbled, "Sorry, sorry, sir."
Sylvie supposed that she and Bridget were both on the edge of hysteria. Hardly surprising. "Bog Irish," Dr. Fellows muttered. The years fled like starlings. She leaned forward and took his hand.
"I thought about it every night," he said. "All the time that he was gone, every night till the night that he came back."
After a moment, Mrs. Hill spoke again. "I realised why he did it, you know, why he took it, the king's shilling." Mr. Bennet blinked up at her, his eyes sore. He nodded for her to go on.
"No one ever seemed to care, so he didn't really care either."
The pair didn't make it. Overwhelmed by the pumice, they were found in 1907 where they had fallen, next to one of the grand tombs which lined this road, like others, out of the city. They collapsed, in fact, next to the lavish memorial to a woman who had died perhaps 50 years before, Iscilia Pola, the wife of Numerius Herennius Celsus. Just 22 years old, as we can still read on the stone, she must have been less than half the age of her rich husband. What we say can create or destroy rapport, but that is only 7% of the communication. Body language and tonality are more important. You may have noticed that people who are in rapport tend to mirror and match each other in posture, gesture, and eye contact.